Senator Warner began his hour-long visit at the Hotel Madison, talking about his work on fighting the opioid epidemic to position Virginia as a leader in drone manufacturing and the federal budget, which he expects will pass in early December.
Wouldn't it be glorious if we get through a whole calendar year without the threat of our government shutdown?
He said the biggest hurdle is President Trump's threat to do just that, overfunding a border wall.
I, for one, believe we've got to have strong borders and secure borders. But I've not met anyone from Homeland Security, from Customs and Border, who thinks, frankly, a wall is the right solution.
Chronic congestion on Interstate 81 was the local issue that got the most airtime.
It is a harm to our economic development. It is a harm to personal safety. And to get it fixed, to get it repaired, it's going to take money.
Warner hopes the Bridge Act, his bipartisan bill to encourage more private investment in infrastructure, will help solve that. After some Q&A, he ended by complimenting local leaders in the room.
And if you could get the same quality of leadership and get stuff done in Washington that takes place at the county level and the city level all across America, we'd be in a lot better space.
For WMRA News, I'm Andrew Jenner.